farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In May 2015, sections of the Blue Mountain Belt were affected by bushfires. More than 500 acres of crops went up in smoke, resulting in losses estimated at close to $300 million. On today's program, we give you an update on the assistance being provided to the persons affected in the area. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Friday, January 15 is the new deadline for entries for the JCDC 2016 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music, and traditional folk forms, Jamaica Gospel Song, Jamaica Children's Gospel Song, and Jamaica Festival Song. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office for entry forms and other details.
The government developed a three-pronged approach to address the damage and restore economic stability to persons affected by the May 2015 bushfires in the Blue Mountain Belt parishes of St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Portland. The strategies announced included a rehabilitation and mitigation program for coffee, bananas, and plantain, and increasing resilience against climate change. The first phase of the program, being undertaken at a cost of just over $18 million, is underway, with the second phase about to be rolled out.
To date, some 14,400 coffee seedlings have been distributed, assisting 62 coffee farmers, along with 555 bags of fertilizer to 164 farmers during the period September to November of last year.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kelio. The land preparation program for coffee farmers began on January 13, with 35 farmers receiving assistance with grants of up to $30,000 per acre of fully rehabilitated farms.
We have now commenced the second phase of the program, focusing on small bananas and planting farmers.
This is being done at a cost of just over $1 million.
The scope of the program includes, one, to rehabilitate some 29 acres of bananas and plantains over the four-month period by providing support to farmers and farm holdings in the form of seedlings and suckers, as well as 450 kg bags of fertilizer per acre.
The ministry has also implemented a road rehabilitation program starting with 9.5 kilometers of roadway in Mount Dawkins, New Gardens, and Hall's Delight, valued at $29 million.
These initiatives combined will seek to target rural farm communities by improving the road network and the access to markets as production increases.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kelio.
Yes, man. I saw the place will look clean all the time. Me just wish say I saw Mr. Keith would have kept fame place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater se clean of them? A them things they breed mosquito. Me a go tell him say if he make we help him clean up.
You really a go do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them a go hunger might be Sakita and left we coffee we yard clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease like chickvee and dengue and the new one we name Zikvee. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
A true. Call we call him. Mr. Kit!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zikvee. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHF.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you never put on leather, you wouldn't know how boots pinch. Translation: if you never put on leather, you wouldn't know how boots pinch. And this means we all learn by bitter experiences. We've come to the end of another episode of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.